How do we do with all these recordings?
We keep them, take them.
Hold.
Organize the topics. Try to get something in the head and then in the life.
Download.
Be too easy.
Do it magic.
In the previous age, it was inbuilt in the brain.
Now it's external. Yeah, it's true. Hard drive is in the brain. Peter has some questions. And so, since he has the questions, you're going to get up and leave the room.
És akkor így, hogy akik túlságosan bűnösök, azoknak olyan alacsonyan rendőrosztályokba születnek, akkor teljes mértékben megengedett a bűnös cselekedetek élvezete, mert így megvan a lehetőség, hogy meggondolódjanak a tettek, tudjanak tisztuljanak. De hogy így igazából úgy azt mondtuk, hogy ezeket a vágyakat soha nem lehet kielégíteni, mert mindig így generálják magukat, szóval csak az így nem teljesen tiszta, hogy ezt sokat lehet mondani.
He was reading in the seventh canto of Prabhupada's purport where he's explaining that when you're just dropping ghee drops on a fire, then it keeps the fire going, but if you pour a big amount of ghee on it, then it puts it out. And he stated that those who are very sinful or take birth in like low families, then they're allowed to continue to perform sinful activities because at one point they anyway become frustrated of doing them. But his previous understanding was that sinful activity has to be given up to be able to kind of come to a better understanding, and just constantly committing them doesn't take anywhere. So it seems to be a bit of a contradiction.
It means with so much absorption in a particular activity, then at one point you just get sick of it.
And then everybody will say, check it, and look at it.
So the tendency is to give it up.
But
the point is there's just a small window of that frustration. Right? So if it's not caught, if they don't come in contact with Krishna consciousness, something at that point, then because they don't know anything else other than sin, they'll go back in from a different angle.
Idő, akkor nem kerülnek kapcsolatba a Krisna tudattal, akkor visszatérnek a bűnhöz, mert semmi másról nem tudnak, mint amit a bűn csinálni.
That makes sense. Because by that method, by that method, it creates samskar.
Mert ezáltal a folyamattal samskar jön létre.
Right, so the samskara leaves impressions.
So
then they go back in because of those impressions. Does that make sense? Well, having given it up, then you're not creating samskaras.
When you're
not creating.
But you're not adding fel, akkor nem az van létre samskara.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different through the devotional process that you've gone through, and like purification you give up, because then there's no interest to go back.
Az odaadó folyamatnál az a más, hogy az odaadó cselekedettek miért megtisztulsz, és azért nem tisztítsz, mert nem érdeklődsz abba az irányba, aztán nem akarsz.
Does that make sense? So it's different. It means that so even the point is that those who are cultured and they follow regulation, so they're benefiting. But the system's so perfect that even the sinful people will benefit by they're just so absorbed in the sin at one point they just come sick of it. So that moment, then they could, if they came in contact with the devotees, be elevated. But because of the past samskar, then there's always those things in their mind.
Mindig ott vannak ezek az elmében. Can I have something connecting that? It seems that the point is to change the desire of the living entity. And I was just wondering what happens when, like, there is the degradation going on in the different ages, and then we have Kali Yuga, and then there's so much sinful desire. And then when the next Satya Yuga starts, then it's a whole other set of living entities, and these very sinful ones end up somewhere else, or...
They're purified because the ones at the end of Kali Yuga are killed by it. By Kalki, so they're purified. Yeah, they said they're brought to the liberated platform. So Paramahamsa means one who's liberated.
So then just the fact that he kills everyone, then they end up in a Satya Yuga.
Yeah, basically.
Csak hogy a Kali Yugában ott jönnek Satya Yugában, hogy egy bűnös vágyuk van, és akkor hogy leszek olyan tiszta vágyuk, és akkor csak azért meg Kalki kiírt mindent, és akkor az egy. Nothing else works then.
Yeah, that's the point. But why wait around so long? You know, what happens if you just, you know, died the night before Kalki came through, you know, you missed the
chance.
You know, so you wouldn't want to bank on that one. You know, it's not a good plan of sadhana. I'll become so bad and nasty and personal person that I'll kill
him. Nem egy jó szadana terv, hogy annyira szörnyeteg leszek, és annyira rossz, hogy meg is a személyesünk
fogom. Right, because if you have that much determination, you become so bad that Krishna will personally kill you.
Mert annyira eltökélt tudsz lenni, hogy olyan rosszá tudsz válni ezáltal, hogy Krishna személyesen öljön meg.
With that same focus, you probably very easily go back to Godhead.
Akkor ugye ezzel a fókusszal valószínűleg nagyon könnyen visszatérünk Istenhez.
A démonok is mindig Krishna meditálnak.
The demons are also always meditating on Krishna.
Yeah, so I mean, they're always absorbed, so might as well be absorbed.
Mindig elmerülnek, szóval akkor lehetnének már így elmenni.
Why they have to born again in Satya Yuga? Why they don't go back to the spiritual world as Kamsa?
No,
I think Kamsa is just liberating.
Kamsa is a person of Krishna.
Because if we liberate it, it doesn't mean that they don't go back to Godhead. I think it's only Putana who has killed Krishna went back to Godhead. Because she had already developed the parental rasa towards Krishna before her birth as Putana. So after being purified, she went back to that
mood.
I don't think there's any other demon. Yeah, because Jaya and Vijaya, they were just to take birth for three lifetimes and you can fight with Krishna and be killed by Krishna and then they go back.
Jaya és Vijaya akkor mentek vissza, hogy ők végül csak azért jöttek, hogy három életet itt legyenek, hogy harcoljanak vele.
So you got a bonus with Jaya and Madai, but...
Azt hiszem, hogy kaptak egy bónusz, mint Jaya és Madai.
What's one?
Yeah.
Valami, hát ez az egyik, és a másik, hogy ő létrehozott egy ilyen nektárral teli kutat, és ez a nektár, ez képes volt életre kelteni a halott testre. És ezt úgy hitták, hogy itt a Sanjiva Tarina, és akkor ugye most hívnak egy ilyen olyovidikus légkörölt, amely visszaadja az erejét, még annak is, aki a halál küszöbén áll. És hogy ne tudja elmondani a halál, hogy nem olyan olyovidikus zárkány van.
We were speaking about demons, so he was speaking, he was reading about Maya Dhanama, and it was stated that he was a great mystic, and it also said that he was the god of the demons, so he's trying to understand what it means that he's the god of the demons, and also.
Who said he's the god of the demons?
Kimya.
He also created a well full of nectar, and he merged the asuras into this nectar, and the name of this nectar is Vita Sanjiva Itari.
Sanjiva.
It can revive, how you say, Iratraka.
The dead.
And it's also an Ayurvedic thing nowadays that has the same name, Vita Sanjiva. Do you know something about
it? Sanjiva is it's a medicine.
But it doesn't have the same effect then?
Probably not quite. I'm not sure. It means that who knows how to make it properly. Mm-hmm. That herb that I think, what's his name? I don't know. On the mountain. The Lakshman that was Sanjivani.
Very
harsh, I'd say. So just bringing the mountain, just the fragrance, just brought everyone back to life. What number?
59. Magyarázat.
A hatodik sor alulról.
Sixth line.
A magyar.
Úgy írva a sárkabát, hogy Magyarodána van, vagy néz ki, és igazából jó, hogy segítette. És akkor nem most tudunk, hogy jó volt, vagy csak nagy misztikus, akkor jó a párjában.
Bocsánat, most nekem az itt a papírem.
Szerintem Magyarodán Dána van, hogy nem misztikus volt, de hogy igaz a sárkabát, hogy is segített a démonok, de aztán az a szél, hogy Isten a démonok. Szóval
So he's trying to understand whether Mahadhanava is actually a demon, or he's just a great mystic, or he says he's the god amongst the demons. So what's his identity really? Where does he belong?
Does invigorates a person even on the verge of death? Does it say dead?
Nem azt mondja, hanem halál szélén álló embert is.
In Hungarian it says dead body.
No, it says here, even a person on the verge of death. Verge of death means just about to die. But it's still alive. And it'll invigorate. A god that you see, it's a small G, But he was such a person, means by his mystic potency, he was like a god, you know, it means he was somebody very respectful, very powerful, very respectful. You know, it's like a, it's not saying that it's a fact, it's saying how he would be perceived by the demons. That makes sense. That the demons would perceive him as a god because he could bring them back to life. So he's using this Ayurvedic medicine plus his mystic power. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the translations do weird stuff. Like there was one in the Nectar of Devotion or something like that, where the translation is saying, when the disciple does any worship, in other words, going through the spiritual master gets no benefit from it. And it goes out of the way to make that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you never see that point ever made. I've never heard of it. You know, in any book, any place. But in the English, it is saying that the spiritual master doesn't accept disciples of God for his own benefit. You know, he doesn't build temples, but he may engage disciples in building temples for their benefit. But somehow or another, they throw it instead of into the positive, into the negative. Instead of saying the spiritual master engages the disciples in worship of the Lord for their benefit, they say when the disciples worship the, you know, the Lord, the spiritual master gets no benefit. It's such a very strange, you know, why would they bother turning it around? He sticks with the yellow circle with the white circle around it. Don't they use that on trains?
What's that?
They have a stick. Then you have a big white circle with the red circle in the middle. It's not used for trains? So that means that there's a train going to Goloka? Is that what that was?
Oh, the picture. Because that was the year when Prabhupada was in the front of the big train, and then there were these, it was built up behind the Vyasasa, the train, and there was this going around the rails, around the temple room.
Oh, I didn't see that. It must have been the year I didn't come.
This was...
I saw the one in the boat.
Yeah, this was the train. And then one entrance, it was the heavenly planet, so it was like if somebody wants to get off, if not, then they can go all the way to Radhishyam.
Oh, okay.
Prabhupada was there. It was Prabhupada's appearance today, so he was leading the train, that was the whole theme.
Oh.
Back to Godhead.
Okay.
And on the top of the altar it says, Vigalamash means like end stop, or like the destination, like last stop.
Oh, last stop, okay. Oh, that's where they have to stop.
Yeah.
The veteran is holding some paper.
That's like a decree for Prabhupada that he brought all these jivas back and like appreciating him.
Oh.
It was written like something for Srila Prabhupada.
Okay. That means little Maharaj is Radhishyam, the flute goes in backwards then.
He's holding his hand on the other side.
So she blows it and he plays the whole thing?
Yes, she's teaching him to play the flutes, that's the whole.
I thought it was the other way around. He was teaching her.
No, I mean that's what Gurmat said, that Radhavan is teaching Krishna to play the flute. So he's kind of holding it that way so she can show us.
But he's blowing on it and she's playing the notes? Or she's blowing on it and he's playing the notes?
It seems to be somewhere
where
in between.
You hold the flute.
Yeah.
Because he could be holding it, you know, that way. So he's blowing it, you know, and then she can play on it. Or yeah. he's holding it, you know, and then he's putting it farther down so that she can blow
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't remember how he puts it actually, how he puts the flute in, but I think he does put it into the Krishna's body. I'll see you next time.
Well, it takes a while to come around.
Yeah, just connecting to demons, this question came to my mind that demons are able to think of Krishna. And we cannot. So, who are we?
Let me keep
thinking.
No, but they're thinking unfavorably. They're thinking unfavorably.
But we are not able to do that.
Because we're trying to think favorably. Means if you think that here's a person who's going to be the cause of loss for me and this and that, then you can think of them. Does that make sense? Yes, no?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else in there? Or then you were sitting leaning that way with your hand there, and I thought maybe you were scratching the floor, and you stopped. And I was thinking, no. That's annoying.
The discussion is whether it should be Shyama Sundari's private darshan with her on public questions or everyone else present and asking all kinds of different questions. She has one question, but it's long and complicated. And it's embarrassing, so she doesn't want to ask it from the
beginning. How will she ask it?
Because we were going to go shopping anyway at some point, so we were thinking maybe we
to
can,
you.
Yeah, so maybe we can go and then Prima could translate. If. Unless.
Why not? It means the question is long or the question is short and just all the history behind it and all the experiences and feelings and everything.
Vagy a kérdés rövid, csak ami hozzá kapcsolódik a történelem és az érzelmek és az élmények és hogy azt teszi bonyolult.
Hát az utóbbi.
The second.
Yeah. So she should think, what is the question? And be able to say that in one sentence. After saying that, then give all the history and experiences and feelings. Or would that be too absolutely unfeminine?
És utána beszélhetnél ezekről az élményekről, tapasztalat, vagy ez túlságosan nőietlen lenne. She's been thinking for 2 days to be able to ask this question.
Mm-hmm. No, she can say the question in one sentence.
De el tudod mondani a kérdést egy mondatban.
But once you've said it in one sentence, you don't feel like giving all the history and all that. But if you don't give all the history, you don't get the full taste.
De ha egy mondatban elmondtad, akkor már úgy nincs értelme elmondani az egész történelmet, meg minden, de hogyha nem mondod el az egész történelmet, meg az élményeket hozzá, akkor nincs benne az íz. She doesn't mind. It wasn't such a great taste.
Some taste.
So még mindig van valami ív.
Luis Arfanya, who the Guru has this monster plate. What is this little Krishna here? Oh, that's a Balaram.
With that farm?
Yeah. But you made that at the farm?
Made them at the farm.
He just comes out of our own appearance.
Yeah, it's very nice. So anything else before you go shopping?
I think everybody has questions, just the questions. What's like now if you'd speak with her and then you would get other things done? And then maybe after.
Well, when do you have to get those other things done?
Shopping and cleaning, that's
the thing. When does the shopping get done?
Before lunch. So we can.
The biggest Tesco in Europe, very close from here, so we just go.
It's close by.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
Biggest Tesco in the world.
In Europe. Sorry.
Europe. That includes London?
Yeah, includes London.
Really?
Yeah. I was to America.
That would be worth going and seeing, huh?
Do you want to come with it?
Get in the shopping cart.
Very busy this time.
We went to this one place that was, it's a warehouse. I mentioned like, I don't know if they had a Costco. Similar thing, where it's, everything's just wholesale. So they don't have the normal little carts, you know, like that. They have these ones that are like this wide and this long. Because people will put in, you know, whole things of you know, you know, 20, you know, 24 dozens like this and that. And how I mean, at the beginning I saw when we were pushing one around, I didn't click that it was big until I saw one lady pushing one. And inside the cart was sitting her teenage daughter and the son. Then I understood, this is big. Because you see ladies pushing and they have that little thing there, it also has a thing where you put kids in there.
Yeah.
You know, like this. But this was, no, that lady was sitting inside the thing. You know, full-grown, you know, teenage girl with probably, you know, like an 8, 9, 10-year-old son. You know, they weren't squished in there. They were quite comfortably sitting. You know, and I was like, that's big. Yeah, it looks like it's backwards. He's blowing on her.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah, that means that she's playing the holes, and yeah, then she could be teaching. Because his hands are the other way, right?
Yeah, he's
instead of being this way,
yeah,
that way.
This was Guru's eternal question when he got to the 80s and someone came for darshan. What do you find unusual? And most people didn't realize that his hands were the other way. They didn't notice.
I had already noticed that the flute pointed the other way, but I never realized that it's...
The hands are also the other
way. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think he's following that over. Christy was asking, how were they able to do this? So I said, their deity was originally made. I said, oh.
I thought they changed from one side.
Yeah, when nobody's looking.
Go free.
It's just whether to ask or go, or it's just, this is going on.
Flip a coin. Draw straws.
What's most convenient for you?
We can go on with general questions, or we can stop and have her one-sentence question. Ask what?
A question.
Yes.
Not about lunch or going. And last year you were speaking a lot about how we have a conditioned nature and it has different aspects and they all have to be connected to Krishna, like intellectual and emotional and physical. And one of the difficulties is that when devotees don't realize this, that there are the different aspects and it's not dealt with, then they kind of get frustrated. And you were many times speaking about needs, like on these fields that we have different needs. So I was wondering how we can identify what are our real needs and what is just desires that go beyond actually what the need is and doesn't need to be dealt with, but what it is that is actually a need and has to be dealt with, how to discriminate.
Means those things that by contemplating them and going through what's the importance of it and this and that, then they go away. And those are the ones that those aren't so important.
Hogyha vannak olyan vágyak, amikkel, hogyha gondolkodsz, akkor fel tudod adni őket, akkor ezek nem olyan fontosak, mert azt kérdeztem, hogy mi a különbség egy igazi fontos szükséglet között, és ami meg egy már azon túlmutató vágy.
Right, ones that don't go away so easily, those are ones you have to look at how would that be
és ami nem tűnik applied. Nem, azokat kell megnézni, hogy hogyan lehet azokat alkalmazni.
Because the point is why deal with all the desires if you don't need to?
Miért kellene minden vágyjal foglalkozni, hogyha nem szükséges?
If by contemplating in its application and what benefits you get and that you see it's not actually worth it and so you drop it, why go through it?
Hogyha csak az általad gondolkodsz rajta, hogy mi hasznod lenne belőle és ezen át le tudod tenni, akkor mi értelme van foglalkozni vele?
In other words, what you drop, just leave it.
Más szóval, amit így le tudsz tenni, akkor azzal nem kell foglalkozni.
Govardhan's covered with all those garlands, those fruit dried fruit garlands can't even see. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, those things that don't go away, then those ones then you can would then consider looking at them.
Amiket nem tudsz így feladni, akkor azokat érdemes megvizsgálni.
And then figuring out how they would be engaged.
És megnézni, hogy azokat hogy lehet lefoglalni.
Maharaj, but how does this actually happen when you say looking at them? Like, does it mean that, I mean, how do we do that? Just to think about it?
Ezeket,
means, how do you know it's a desire?
Honnan tudod, hogy mi egy vágy?
Right? Yeah, and then you look at it.
Feljön, és akkor megnézed.
Yeah?
In one way.
Means it's a picture, no? So you look at the picture.
Vagy ez egy kép, és akkor megnézed a képet. If you really look at it, and knowing the philosophy, so many things seem to be like not a need, because the soul doesn't have that need, and we understand it's not a need, it's just that we somehow have these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that we can't get rid of it so easily, or...
It means that once intellectually you deal with it, you're satisfied that it's useless, then you just drop it. So it may be finished, or it may come up again, but then you just keep going through the same process. Those ones where you intellectually can't get it to drop it, or you see it's, okay, I see it's useless, but it's something one wants, then those ones then one deals with.
He says it doesn't seem easy.
No one said it's easy.
Shaky Sherman took
you. But it does.
That's catching that. So it's like, for example, if somebody wants to change their ashram, then it comes up, and then they think about it, and they try to put it down, but it keeps coming back, then they think,
then
okay,
then... Then they have to start thinking, okay, well, how would they apply this? What would be the thing? Then you go through, okay, then... Whatever's the minimal way that you could deal with it, so it's, you know, going to cause the least amount of disturbance to Krishna consciousness, and it'll have the maximum amount of aspects to be engaged in Krishna consciousness, then you deal with that.
But we had a discussion with Peter about Guru Tattva, and he wanted to discuss a few things about that. Can that kind of come up? I was saying a few things and he didn't kind of think that way and he wasn't sure how to. I mean, he was saying a few things and it came up on so many things, on Guru Maharaj and Suhatra Maharaj, and so many things are going on. So he's tehetek, amit mondok? Csak hogy azt mondom, hogy pont annyi. So his approach is that there are the pure devotees, and they see past, present and future, then there cannot be fault. And which meaning what?
Döntéseit, még hogyha úgy tűnik is, mintha megvált, akkor is idők aztán mindenképpen.
And whatever decisions they make or say, it has a reason. És volt az, hogy ilyen nagyon finom szinten, hogy minden tudjuk érteni ezeket a dolgokat, hogy... And that they have another perspective on everything that we can kind of understand, so we may not be able to understand. So my point was just that he's kind of making a category of pure devotees, and then some people are placed into that category, and anything they do, then he's kind of viewing it that it's perfect, whatever. And those who are not in this category, then they have the faults, and when they do something, then it's viewed from a completely different perspective. So the approach is that whoever he places into this kind of box, and anything they do, he views in a way that it's perfect, whatever it may be. And those who are not in this category, then anything they do may be faulty, and you can think about it in a way that whether it's right or wrong. But those who are there, you cannot think in such a way. And also when he says that they see past, present and future, I just commented that it doesn't mean that they know every single little detail we think or do, or the temperature of the Atlantic Ocean in these steps at this time. So he kind of said that they may be not revealed, but they do know everything.
It means, first of all, what is perfection?
Először is mi a tökéletesség?
What makes something perfect?
Mit hallasz valami tökéletes?
Lack of material fault.
Hogyha nincs anyagi hiba.
Nem tudom, hogy nem tervés.
If something is on the transcendental platform, not on the material platform.
So what makes something transcendental?
Mit hallasz valami transcendentális?
Kapcsolódik.
Kapcsolódik?
Krishna-hoz kapcsolódik.
If it's connected to Krishna.
Yeah, so that's perfection.
That is a tökéletesség.
Right? So, the point is the devotees connect everything to Krishna. That makes it perfect.
Amikor a bhaktak minden Krishnához kapcsolnak, akkor az tökéletes. Attól a tökéletes.
So there are those who, basically speaking, its connection to Krishna is perfect.
Tehát vannak azok, akiknek a Krishnához kapcsolása tökéletes.
You know what I'm saying? And then there are those who are in pursuance of the order of those devotees.
És vannak azok, akik ezeknek a baktáknak az utasításait követi.
So, even though their intention is to connect it with Krishna, sometimes it may not be as ideally connected as it could be.
És még hogyha a szándékuk az is, hogy kapcsoljanak a Krishnához, nem mindig olyan tökéletes, hogy nem mindig sikerül minden.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So the point is that it's its connection to Krishna that makes it proper. That's what's special. So seeing a past, present, and future, that may or may not be important.
Right?
Being able to see things in connection to Krishna, that's what's important.
Az, hogy valaki látja a dolgot, a Krishnával való kapcsolatát, az az, ami fontos.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So it doesn't have to be materially perfect.
Tehát nem kell, hogy anyagi szempontból tökéletes legyen. Tökéletes az, hogy kapcsolódik Krishnához.
Szóval nem picit az volt a pontom, hogy egy picit olyan ilyen hangot, hogy lehúzzuk.
He's afraid that not to have the mood of pulling them down to the material platform, not to commit
the mistake. You only pull on the material platform if you are going to judge good or bad from the material platform.
Csak akkor húzod be őket az anyagiségre, hogyha anyagi szempontból vizsgálod, hogy jó-e, vagy rossz-e. valami, amit csinálnak.
Jó, de hogyha azt vizsgálnám, hogy ez a légy szép sem, hát én is, ahogy mondtál, hogy még másképp, akkor nem egy, hogy nem követek el sértésére.
Hogy másképp?
Hát, hogy másképp csinálta volna, mondjuk, az Stiván Marás, amit említettél, szóltam volna, hogy egy csinálta értsen, hogy eleve, hogy ezt végighallgatjuk, hogy ez jó-e. Eleve, hogy beszélhetünk egy ilyen témákról, érted? És a másikban, hogy nem azért beszélünk, hogy lehúzzuk egy picit őket.
So, I said something like, I have seen Guru Maharaj changing his decisions over time. Like at one point in time he said something, and then later he said something different, and he said that he's like changing his view over it. And are these kind of things, is it possible to speak about these kind of things for us? Is there a chance?
The point is they're changing it for time, place and circumstance. So at one point they thought that this would work, and then they see that it doesn't work, and so they're not. Because the point is, the perfection is that you're connecting it to Krishna.
Just he's asking if we can at all discuss this kind of thing, like the spiritual master sees this way and then he changes it. He's afraid.
As long as you see it that he was seeing it this way and now you change it to that way, that's better. You know, so he was seeing what is best for the particular situation to connect it to Krishna.
So, hogyha úgy látod, hogy az, hogy megváltoztatta a véleményét, hogy látás miatt, hogy így látta, aztán úgy látta, hogyha úgy látod, hogy akkor megváltoztatta egy jobbra, ami jobban Krishnához kapcsolódik, akkor nem már. And his fear is that if we see like this, then we kind of maybe pull them down to the material platform by thinking that he made a mistake, how he saw
it
like
that. No, but it's not a matter of mistake, it's a matter of he's seeing what works best for Krishna. You make a plan, you try it, the result's up to Krishna.
Mindig azt csinálja, ami szerint a legjobb, és aztán más helyzetben más gondol, hogy akkor az azt látja, hogy az lenne a legjobb.
Because you have to see, what is your perspective? Yudhishthir lost at the gambling match. So you could say, how can he be a pure devotee? He can't gamble properly.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Or one could say, he's not a pure devotee because he is gambling. But his perspective is not the gambling. His perspective is that his authorities ask him to do this. And so in pursuance of respective authority, then he was doing that.
Nem, hogy most itt szólnak, ami nem ez volt a pont, amin én bennünk kételkedek, bármilyen cselekedetünk van, hogy csinálni.
Értem, csak hogy erről egyáltalán beszélni. Nem mondom, hogy kételkedsz, hanem hogy te mondod, hogy ha erről beszélünk, akkor lehozunk őket az anyagi szintre egyáltalán, hogy lehet, hogy erről beszélni.
You know what I'm saying? So the point is we have to be very careful to avoid looking at from the material point.
Tehát azon óvatosnak kell lenni, hogy anyagi szempontból nézzük.
Right? But the point is comes up is that it's not that they are on the material platform, maybe our perspective is on the material platform.
Tehát nem arról az, hogy ők anyagi szinten vannak, hanem a mi perspektívánk lehet anyagi ról.
Right? I mean, Pandraka found fault in Krishna. So did Jarasandha. So means even in God who's perfect, you could find fault. He doesn't have fault, but by our perspective, we will see it as a fault. So the point is you have to see what is the purpose of the activity.
Akarok valamit megjegyezni, nem mondtam. He's the one who is overly careful to see anything as a mistake, or so it's not the point that he's kind of seeing like that. That's his anxiety. That is not.
Yes, then don't worry about it. Point is. What is the purpose of the activity?
Mm-hmm.
Right? His Maharaj is saying, let's do it this way. He looks at what's there, decides what's best to do it for Krishna, then says, okay, let's do this. Then as time goes, he sees it doesn't really apply. So therefore, now let's do that. Does that make sense? So that's not a material fault. That's because the point is you're trying to serve Krishna. You know, it's just like, let's say, we're going to drive from here to Bhakti. And you're driving down the main road. Then, and you're doing that to serve Krishna by getting to the Bhakti. Halfway down the road, you see a jam. Very large, kind of like messy, sticky strawberry sitting right in the middle of the road. Right, so then, you know, you turn and go through all back streets to get to the Bhakti. Right? Does that make sense? So is that now a fault? You are faulty because you made one plan and now you changed it for another plan? How did you know that a flying saucer Pleiades would come by and drop this monster strawberry right in the middle of the road? You didn't know. So therefore, you're going around. Does that make sense? Now you could say, but if you saw past, present, and future, you would know that the Pleiades, while they would be having a whole big, you know, prashadam fight in their, you know, spacecraft, and somebody left the window open, so when someone threw the strawberry, it flew out the window and then landed down in the street here. You would have known that in the past, present, and future. So then that's a fault. So the point is people see whatever Krishna lets them see. Now the question would be, would you have driven around if it wasn't already made into jam and it was fresh?
A kérdés az, hogy arra mentél volna, hogyha ez már nem egy jam, vagy egy lekvár lett volna, hanem frissebb. But at this point was that they actually see past, present and future, just they don't reveal it to us. And I said Krishna sees as much.
Maybe not, but that part isn't what's meant. See, is you're taking standards that aren't primary. That's not the primary way of deciding. There are, you know, mystics who are not devotees who can see past, present. So that's not the criterion. The criterion is Krishna consciousness connecting things to Krishna. One's purpose is to please Krishna. Does that make sense? That's the criterion.
When we accept a spiritual master, or we see individuals as very advanced, and before accepting or taking initiation, then there is a trial period. The disciple sees if the guru sees if the disciple is qualified, and the disciple sees if the guru is qualified. And then sometimes there's a saying that, but after, you're not to see nothing. Anything has to be accepted as perfect. So you shouldn't discriminate. This was the point, that after you cannot discriminate what is being that is that.
Means the point is the instruction. This is in regard to the instruction. The instruction you take seriously. Because we've already seen that the instruction is good, so therefore you follow that.
Can I bring an exact example? Like, there's the situation of Suhatra Maharaj, and so many devotees have so many kind of understanding about what is going on. So what's like a healthy Krishna conscious way of viewing when somebody is like in that kind of a position?
iron and fire. Iron and fire.
Ez olyan, mint a tűz és a vas.
If one's in the fire of Krishna consciousness, then one takes on the qualities of fire.
Amíg valaki a Krishna tudatűzében van, addig a.
And if one's not, one's not.
Amikor nincs benne, akkor nincs.
So what's valuable is Krishna consciousness. You look
for that. Érték az a Krishna tudat, és akkor azt kell keresni.
You know, so if there's anything of value in Krishna consciousness, that's taken. What's not, it's just ignored.
So ami érték a Krishna tudatban, azt fogadjuk el, és ami nem, azt talán elhullad.
So if the fire is not prominent, then you don't associate.
Hogyha a tűz nem ragyog, akkor nem társulsz vele.
You know, if being out of the fire is more prominent, then you don't.
Hogyha látod, hogy éppen nincs benne annyira a tűzbe, akkor nem társulsz vele.
But the criterion is iron and fire.
De a kritérium az ez a tűz és a vas példája.
That makes sense. Some of the instructions that he gave before that were good, Krishna conscious, they were. Those are still valuable. But, you know, present situation may be just ignored. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Can this change back again?
Can you put iron back in fire? That's the point. Unless you're Christian. Then you're eternally damned, I'm sorry. But if you're any other religion, yes. That's because that's the example, because that's the example of us. The jiva is tatasta. So when they're in the fire of the internal potency, they're as good as internal potency. They'll always be jivas, but they're in the fire of the internal potency, so you don't make a distinction.
Right?
Nobody makes a distinction in the spiritual world that, you know, this one's a jiva, this one's internal potency. They don't make that. They don't make that distinction. Because it's as good as fire. Esther probably uses that definite, that example.
Prabhupada.
Because it works. But if we take these modern Western ones, it's just, it's 100% or nothing. And that's the problem in all these social issues, it's all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then the problem is it's only picking and choosing which parts is all or nothing.
Csak akkor ez a probléma, hogy akkor így válogatnak között, hogy akkor melyik a minden, vagy akkor a semmi.
Right? You could also say if the men or women aren't perfectly trained, they can't get married.
Azt is lehetne mondani.
That would also be an absolute.
Nők nem tökéletesen képzettek, akkor nem házasodhatnak. De ez is egy abszolút dolog.
Right? You could take that as a all or nothing also.
Ez is lehet egy ilyen minden, hogy semmi.
Means either fully trained or you're not married.
So vagy teljesen képzett vagy, vagy nem házasodsz.
Right? But we always like to take certain ones, you know. The woman has to follow the man, but the man doesn't have to know what he's doing. Right? They have to be together. If they divorce, then everybody's going to hell. But that you ensure that there are no marriages that divorce, that's nobody's responsibility. Means, in other words, leadership is not ensuring that the mechanism to, you know, see that ideal marriages always happen isn't in place, but the responsibility for a bad arrangement falls on the individual. You know what I'm saying? So the point is, you want to take absolute on these things, you know, this hard line, take it on everything. Otherwise, we have to be able to see gray. You know, so it's a bona fide color. Right? Between 0 and 100, there are 99 numbers. Someone has to see what is favorable to Krishna consciousness.
Can it be as a mikedve as Krishna to that?
Can it be done?
Probably time for shopping. So I'll see this question and then a nap.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, the point is just iron and fire.
Okay.
We have our own idea of what is perfect. The perfect is what is in connection with Krishna. Mm-hmm. That's the definition. If it's not in connection with Krishna, what's so perfect about it? You know, in other words, our only interest in Krishna is that it's perfect. Right. It's not another criterion. You know, that's the difference between your Vrindavan and Vaikuntha. You know, or the material world. Vaikuntha is that we worship God because He is God. Right? He is, you know, the supreme, all-pervading, all-knowing, all-everything, all-powerful. In Vrindavan, they couldn't care less if He's all-powerful, all-knowing, or, you know, all-anything. He'd be God, not God, what do they care? As long as it's in connection with Krishna, that's all that matters. Does that make sense? That's fine. Mother Yashoda couldn't care less if He's God, but whatever it is, He's got to eat, otherwise He's going to die. You know, she wouldn't want God dying, right? So He better eat.
He said, then he'll not be a lawyer. Yeah, like the defending lawyer. Like his thing was that if something happens when they're out of the fire, then still it's actually they're in the fire, they're just trying to teach us something. And
no,
this kind
it's
of
not
thing.
A matter of that. Maybe, it may not be. But generally it's maybe Krishna's trying to teach us something. You know, so He may be using the devotees to affect that teaching. But the point is, you know, still the person is special because they've done service to Krishna. If they continue that service, nice. If they don't, then that's unfortunate. It's just like this. You have some friends and this and that. They all join together. Some of them continue in Krishna consciousness, some of them don't. You spend all your time worrying about it? No. And then when those friends come back and decide that it's better to be Krishna conscious, you spend all your time worrying about that. Well, can they come back? Well, this and that. I don't know. Then? And that's the point. But I think as guru, we take the example, you know, we follow it, and then everything's good. Does that make sense? Yes, no?
Yes, hogy tudani, neked volt tudni megvédeni, nem mindenhol túlságos. De azért azt hiszem, hogy jobb, hogyha jött egy tisztelet, ilyen óvatosan, és akkor inkább így, ez nem gáz, akkor...
So he's just saying that, but then still it's not a problem that if you remain respectful and you're like careful what to say, and...
Yeah, no, that you always do. They're special anyway. The point is even if they've fallen from something, they fall from a platform you haven't fallen from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they fell from a position that you're not at yet, so... You know, it's just like they see in India, somebody... Or that's the Prabhupada's principle of Shuddha Rhinoceros. At least they try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they weren't successful because who can shoot rhinoceros? But they tried. So that's to their credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So now for Chalasundri's one sentence question.